It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Al Gore insists he's not running for president again, but he's been campaigning for the environment lately, and he's had sharp words for the Bush administration. In a speech he gave at NYU Law School, Gore warned that we're running out of time to save the planet from global warming.
Well, first of all, I think we should start by immediately freezing CO2 emissions and then beginning sharp reductions. Merely engaging in high-minded debates about theoretical future reductions while continuing to steadily increase emissions represents a self-delusional and reckless approach. In some ways, that approach is worse than doing nothing at all because it lulls the gullible into thinking that something is actually being done when, in fact, it is not.
Gore's former boss was also campaigning for the environment this past week. Bill Clinton hosted the second Clinton Global Initiative. The annual conference is a gathering of some of the world's most powerful thinkers and politicians brought together to solve the world's toughest problems and raise money to do the job. Carol Browner is a member of the initiative's Energy and Climate Change Advisory Board. She was the head of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency in the Clinton administration. We called her at her office in Washington. Ms. Browner, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Well, you heard the criticism by Al Gore. He said, you know, it's enough of talking. We got to do something.
Well, precisely. And I think when it comes to climate change, you know, we've been talking for over 20 years now, and it's time to get on with doing things. And part of a number of the commitments at this conference speak directly to the issue of climate change, whether it's looking at how to get boards of directors of multinationals to accept responsibility, renewable energy, looking at both electricity and fuels, very, very far-reaching ideas.
This is a who's who of the world scientists, Nobel Prize winners, presidents, prime ministers, queens, kings. Do you think they'll sign on to what Gore is calling for, an immediate freeze on CO2?
Well, I think some will sign on to that. I think equally important, some will make commitments within their companies to switch fuel, to look for alternatives, to invest money into getting about the business of actually reducing their greenhouse gases, of reducing the footprint, the impact they're having on the world's environment and the health of our environment and the health of the world's citizens.
I know this is a bipartisan meeting, the Clinton Global Initiative, but is there any way you can avoid politics?
Well, I think this is in some ways outside of politics. It is absolutely bipartisan. But as important as that is, it's finding ways to work together that perhaps haven't been explored before or wouldn't be explored but for putting people in the same room.
Will we be able to really measure the effect of this conference? I mean, next year at this time, if I were to talk to you and you'd say, well, we were successful and here's how.
Well, I think you take the commitment, and if a commitment is made to reduce someone's carbon impact by 20%, you can go out and measure that. If a commitment was made to work with 20, 30 boards of directors, go out and find out what happened. Did you educate those people? That's the first step. But more importantly, did those boards of directors of multinationals make a decision to change how their company was doing business?
Well, what do you feel the Bush administration should be doing to address climate change?
Well, obviously, this has been a passion of mine for many years, and I'm disappointed this administration has not taken the lead. I think the single most important thing we can do now is call on Congress to set a cap, a national cap on greenhouse gas emissions, and let's get, you know, working within the economy to find sort of the common sense, the cost-effective ways to go about reducing our carbon impact.
One of the reasons that the Bush administration has been against reducing carbon dioxide emissions is because he says that we can't afford it.
Well, you know, we've heard that argument time and time again when it comes to protecting our environment, our air, our water, that somehow or another we have to choose between a healthy environment and you know, a healthy economy. We don't have to make that choice. We proved that during the 8 years of the Clinton-Gore administration. Certainly there will be changes. I'm not saying that this would be without impacts, but the idea that it's all negative is simply not the case. At this conference, we have lots of people who are making investments. They believe there's going to be a return on those investments, investments that will reduce greenhouse gases, that will reduce carbon emissions.
Well, Ms. Browner, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Carol Browner is on the Energy and Climate Change Advisory Board of the Clinton Global Initiative. She was head of the EPA during the Clinton administration.